Voices of the Temple, official podcast of the Temple of Witchcraft, exploring mystery and magic through love, will, and wisdom, hosted by Adam Sartwell.
Hi, everyone. Before I get into who's with me today, let's get into sacred space with each other. I call upon the Great Spirit. I call to the two who move as one. Through the three rays of love, will, and wisdom, I call upon the goddess, maiden, mother, and crone, past, present, and future, creator, sustainer, and destroyer, weaver of the web. I call to the god, lord of light and lord of darkness, god of the green and the gold, god of the horn and the red, singer of the song. Be with us now and forever, so mote it be. All right, welcome everyone. I am here with the wonderful, amazing Danielle Dionne. So say hi, Danielle.
Hi, I'm very excited to be here. Thanks for having me on, Adam.
Yay! So we know each other pretty well because we work together, or alongside each other, I should say, at Moth and Moon long ago.
Yes. It was so much fun to have you there, and I miss that space, but it was great when we had it.
Yeah, it was nice when we had a place to work outside our homes.
I know. I miss it. I'm looking passively for a space, so if I find one, I'll let you know.
Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, I'm not in the, you know, the goddess has not deemed to rain money down on me recently, but all of that is looking up, so... But if that does happen, I would love to get into another space that is a little bit away for the temple when it's coming to the hypnotist work myself, just because it's a lot here sometimes of people messaging me for temple stuff and all that fun stuff. So let's dive into it. So how do you spiritually identify?
Yeah, I love that question. Well, I tell people that I am a witch. I identify as a witch. I do witchcraft. I don't necessarily say Wiccan or pagan, but I guess, you know, like if I had to pick an umbrella, I would go under that umbrella. But I also identify as a psychic medium. I am an herbalist. But for spiritually, I primarily would call myself a witch.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people who I've asked this have been very comfortable with the word witch, which I love. And I think that I ask this question because a lot of people are searching for their spiritual identity and what it looks like, and you know, for them. And I think being able to hear all of the different answers from really amazing people who are witches, and how they also are like, yeah, I'm a witch, but I'm like, you know, also an herbalist. I'm also an alchemist. I'm also a, you know, like, is really beautiful.
They ask you when you go to the hospital, when I was in the hospital, what your religion is. And so I sat with this for a while and I decided that I was going to claim witchcraft. And so that has come up as like, oh, is that really a religion? And I'm like, yes, that is my religion. That is how I identify. So I proudly proclaim it, good, bad, or ugly on my medical records.
I remember when I worked as a para. And I worked with special needs kids and whatever. I would always, like, the teachers would always ask me, like, you're weird. Like, what's going on with you? You know, like, and I was like, oh, well, let me just tell you who I am really quickly before the kids get here. And I'd be like, I'm a witch. I have two partners. I, you know, like, and I do all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And they'd always ask me the weirdest question. They'd be like, well, where do you sleep in the bed? That was their question. Not about witchcraft, not about anything else, but yeah, where do I sleep in the bed? That's the question. Very strange. Anyway.
That is strange. Kind of
knows why I shared that in this moment, but yeah. So I've always been very like shoot from the hip. Like, yeah, I'm special. I got the magic. So, so let's get back into like temple-y stuff. For many years, you've worked with the Scorpio Ministry because I know you're a psychic medium, and all of that. Tell us a little bit about what you do for Scorpio.
Yeah, so I have been volunteering. I'm actually not even sure what year I started. I thought it was 2016, but I think it was before that because we started doing death cafes in 2016, which I do know. So alongside Elsa Elliott, who is the lead minister, who is absolutely a delight, I've been running death cafes, and which has now evolved into Mortal Musings, which is our temple version of a death cafe, or is similar to death cafe. Death Cafe doesn't like it when you have an agenda, or if you're like a religious organization, they kind of want it to be a free from agendas
Very
kind of.
humanistic.
Yes.
Instead of religious.
So we've put our own spin on it, where in addition to just talking freely about death, we also will sometimes give presentations now, which we'll talk about a variety of different death topics. Everything from spiritual aspects to planning to, what happens if we die, what do you want to have happen to your body? Really fun things that we get jazzed about. Maybe not everybody gets jazzed about. But it's been one of my favorite things that we've done for years now. And we do that right now every other month. So if people are interested in joining us for Mortal Musings, we would love to have you. Lori Lett also helps us host that, which is fantastic. She's lovely too. And so really just kind of helping out with bereavement requests if they come up, anything death dying related, ancestral connections related. Elsa and Lori hold the Bardic circles, which is really cool, to talk and honor and share stories about the dead, beloved dead. So yeah, we do a lot of things, and I'm very excited for Temple Fest, where we'll have an ancestor altar up for everybody to come and honor their dead. And we will also be doing Immortal Musings at Temple Fest. So if you're coming to Temple Fest, please stop by and join us to have a lovely, lively chat about death.
Oh, that's lovely. I mean, the Scorpio Ministry is just so on it with all of that stuff. And I think it's so important that we're talking about death, and because none of us get out of this alive,
Yes.
So, I think it's
And
really,
also, oh, go ahead.
go ahead.
I was just going to say, also, there's a sacred sexuality aspect, which Ren is primarily the deputy for that, but also very important and part of Scorpio Ministry. So I don't want to forget the sexy piece, where I'm more on the deathy side, but sexy's fun too. And if you're coming to Temple Fest, we're also doing a sacred sexuality panel. So come and check that out.
Yes, which I
Adam
am
and I will,
on
yes, both be
with
on
you.
it.
Yeah, so that should be a really fun, an interesting time. Let's put it as interesting.
We hope.
We hope. So, let's get into books and things. So your first book was Magical Mediumship. So tell us a little bit about what inspired you to write that book.
Yeah, Magical Mediumship was my first book, and it was a long time in the making. Mediumship has been my heart of hearts for a long time. It's something that I really enjoy. I've taught it for many years. I've sat in development circles for years, and I see people one-on-one and do readings for them. And it's really an honor and a privilege. And when I started out doing mediumship, I was just a little kid. Like, I was trying to get my hands on as much information as I could, which sort of led me down the witchcraft path. It led to spiritualism. And I had a lot of interests, but they didn't really intersect anywhere. And so I wrote this book, coming from a place of, if I were to have a book that I wanted back in the day, what would that book look like? And so really, it has witchy elements in it. It has the spiritualist development techniques that I learned that I have felt, proved to be really accurate, that I use in my work all the time, as well as being death positive. So being not afraid to talk about death, because I think that is really important. So a lot of the Scorpio ministry things that we do, I've also kind of incorporated some of that into the book, because you're right, death is inevitable. It's just around the corner. We don't know when it will happen, and as sucky as grief is and going through it, it's helpful to be, talking about these things. And whether that's from a mediumship capacity, I think mediums need to be comfortable having conversations around death, which surprisingly, I don't think all mediums necessarily are, from my experience, like talking to people. I think people are getting better at it, which is great as culturally we move in a death positive way. But yeah, it's the book that I really wish that I had had, and I hope that I achieved that by writing it.
Well, I think it's a great book. I've read it. So I
Thanks.
can't always say that with everyone that we've interviewed. But I'm working my way through. I know you're not reading at Templefest, but how do people schedule readings with you if they want to have mediumship readings or psychic readings or something like that?
Absolutely. So you can find me online. DanielleDionne.com is the best place. DanielleDionne.com. The other good place you can find information about me is SeedandSickle.com. So Seed and Sickle is my business. It is incorporates the mediumship, psychic development, my herbalism, and also if you have interest in death consultation, I am happy to chat natural death care. And just death care in general, and more on a consultation basis. So I'm happy to chat that with you if you have any questions or come up against anything, or are planning something, because planning is important too. Yes.
All right, cool. So they can schedule at those websites. That's awesome. So you have a book coming out after Templefest on Living the Magical Life with Chronic Illness. Can you tell us about that book?
Yeah, I'm excited about this book, and I'm also kind of nervous about it because I feel like my first book was like really my baby. I knew it inside and out. It was like what I taught, what I did. It's like everything that, I am in a lot of ways. So I really came from like an expert perspective on it. And this book is a little bit more vulnerable for me. It talks a lot about navigating chronic illness with witchcraft. And so I don't claim to be any expert on that, but I am somebody that's been navigating that myself. And I'm sharing with folks, things that have worked well for me, things that I wish I had had as a book when I first was diagnosed with my blood disorder back in 2021. I've had chronic illness my whole life. I have chronic migraines. I have inflammatory arthritis stuff. Is it lupus? Is it rheumatoid arthritis? We don't know. I'm one of those fun anomalies, like I'm sure many people with autoimmune or chronic illness can resonate with. But when I was diagnosed with my blood disorder, it really kicked my ass. And I really had to reevaluate all of my witchcraft practice and, figure out what was staying, what needed to be modified, how could I really honor myself in that time. In addition to the magical aspects, I do talk about some mundane things that I think really do affect us energetically as well, because I think that all goes hand in hand, right? It's how we're living and sometimes when we are, having flare-ups or we are in the, throes of illness, we are just, trying to survive. And so how in survival mode can you incorporate magic, even if it's, very different looking than maybe what your practice was before, it can still be a magical experience. And so I'm hoping to share that with the world, and I hope that people like it. And like I said, it's vulnerable, but it's the book that I wish I had a few years ago. So yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know a lot of a lot of our Templefest people who are coming this year have books after Templefest that are coming out. So I'm like, oh, well, I hope it gets everyone excited to like get it online or wherever they're or get it from their local bookstore or whatever. So I hope that this also is something that people pick up because I think it's really good work. I know for the Virgo Ministry, you have run the Living the Magical Life with a Chronic Illness discussion group. So what is that like, and why do you think it's important?
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say that I might have books at Templefest. It might happen. I'm not guaranteeing it, but if people are interested, I might have some books available.
All right, we're not, showing the video, but I am crossing my fingers and being like,
Me too.
yes, Daniela
You
has
so will.
books. Voices of the Temple is brought to you by our many wonderful sponsors for the Temple of Witchcraft Community Center Fund, including our anonymous and monthly contributors. Special thanks to the Robin's Nest, a metaphysical community in all ways for always. Located in Bellingham, Massachusetts, the Robin's Nest offers a wide selection of magical tools, divination decks, books, crystals, incense, herbs, oils, teas, and candles for all of your spiritual and magical needs. The Nest also offers up a wide range of services, including psychic readings, rituals, and classes. Shop online at therobinsnestma.com or come to visit in person and be greeted by the sounds of running water, tinkling chimes, and laughing voices as you step into the magical realm. If you would like to become a sponsor for Voices of the Temple and contribute to the Temple of Witchcraft Community Center Fund, please contact Debbie Stellhorn at Debbie, and that's an I-E, Stellhorn at templeofwitchcraft.org. Or look for more information at our website at templeofwitchcraft.org.
Yeah, living a magical life with chronic illness. It's such a long title. I laugh every time that I'm like, why did I call it this? This is like ridiculous. It needs an acronym or something better. But living a magical life with chronic illness. So that's what we talk about. So we run it every other month. And I run it with Lisa Minari, who is another lovely chronically ill person in the temple. And basically, it's an open discussion similar to how we host Mortal Musings, where we talk about magical practices and chronic illness. Mm-hmm. And it has been really well received. I think, and it's interesting too, I'm teaching at Temple Fest too. I'll share what I'm doing at Temple Fest later, maybe. People want to talk about this. It's very like on people's minds. They haven't had a space for it before. And so when I've taught classes, it's at the end, people want to have discussions. And so it reminds me very much of the discussion group that we're hosting because people have experiences and people often don't have the space to share. And I think it's been really beneficial for the community. Like I said, it's been really well received, and our plan is to continue doing it. We've got a few more lined up, but I'm sure we'll do it next year too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I really love the stories people share, and we're always like, thank you for sharing that. And like, there's just, I don't know, people come up with all kinds of, you know, interesting life hacks and things we can do with, you know, spirits and medication and disease, and how do we bless our pills, and, you know, incorporating magic into the mundane. In a way that works for all of us.
Yeah. Because I think every witch has to adapt their magic to their life. In some way. Not just to survive, but to thrive as a witch. Mm-hmm. So I think it's beautiful, the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you're coming to Temple Fest to teach. What are you teaching on? I know we've covered a couple of the things.
Yeah, so I feel like kind of a silly pants because I signed up to do way too many things at Temple Fest because it's so much fun. And so I am teaching a class on evidential mediumship development. So if you are somebody who wants to become a medium or are a practicing medium and you want to host development specific groups or do your own development work, it's really focused in on that piece of mediumship, which is really fun. So I haven't taught that class before. It's a class that I would want to take myself. So I hope people enjoy that. I'm teaching a class on magic for chronic illness as well. So that will be based on some of the information that's in my new book coming out and how to navigate chronic illness with witchcraft. Mm-hmm. And some ideas and techniques on how to do that. Let's see, what else am I doing? A discussion about death. We will have the sacred sexuality panel. So I'll be on that with Adam and some other lovely folks in the temple. We have a big panel. I think there's like
eight people.
Yeah.
And so, we only have an hour to talk about all of our subjects. So we may be very brief in our.
Yes. Yeah. we'll see how it goes, but I'm sure it will be well run. Elsa and Ren are on it. Mm-hmm. So that will be good. And then I'm doing the ritual mediumship panel that Devin Hunter is hosting. So that should be a lovely, delightful time as well, because anything with Devin is fun. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Oh, that's great. So my last question is, What is the best advice that either you have been given to you or you've come up with that you think might be helpful to the community?
Oof, that's a tough question. I would have to say it's something that comes from the new book that I'm putting out. And again, I think it's easier said than done advice, but I think it's to ask for help from your community. I know that when I was ill, I had a really hard time saying yes to the help that was offered to me. And to ask for what I needed. And I have learned through navigating my own illness and having a really vibrant, wonderful, supportive community is to allow people to support you. I think that's what community is all about. And you can certainly pay it forward when you're able to, but if you are in a time of need, don't be afraid to say yes to support that's being offered to you and ask for what you need, because that's what community is for in a lot of ways. And same with your spirits. Don't be afraid to ask for help is for the people, is for the community, but also for your team, your spirits, your collective that you work with. I know they help me out a lot.
Yeah, I can agree with that. It has been the vibe of this year for me is asking my guides to actually help me do stuff. Because when you don't ask, they can't help you. The or they don't know how. It's like, when someone offers something random like to you that is like supposed to help you, sometimes it's not helpful. And I think our guides do the same thing. So sometimes asking for exactly what you need. I've been asking my runners to just make the day smoother for a while, just to like get things in line, especially with Mercury retrograde going on. So I feel you on the both asking the community, for that. Sometimes we don't also know what we need, which is a difficult space to be in. Yeah, thank you for that advice, and I hope that people take it. And I resonate with that of like having to ask people to do things, and hopefully they can get it done for us.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to ask. It's hard to receive. I know for me it has been. Maybe not for everybody, but it's something to try to get comfortable with if it's being offered, especially. And offer when you can. I think that's, something that I love to do too. I love to help out when I can.
I had
I love it.
I'm sorry, I had a lovely visitation with a friend of mine, and she was telling me this story about, and I was tapped in that day. I don't know what was going on. I think it was right after the feast. So I was very in, and she was saying that, she had this thing that she'd been working on for years, and finally she just handed it over to a person who actually did beading work. And they like did this beading work for her and gave it back to her for free. And she
Oh,
didn't know how
wow.
to receive that because it was such a beautiful piece and, all of that. And the instant thing that came through me, because I sometimes you're tapped in and you just say the exact thing you need to in that moment. And I was like, well, look, how many times have you given away stuff? How many times have you given to the universe and just freely of your heart and, all of that? And now this thing that probably would have been like $600 worth of work came back to you for free. So, like, be open to receiving the good that you also offer to others. So,
And say thank you.
and thank you.
That's
Thank you. That's amazing. Thank you. I don't know. I just thought I should share that because I thought it was really, it's a beautiful little piece.
Absolutely. That is beautiful.
I struggle with that sometimes myself of like, handing something off and then having it come back perfect. And you're like, you did it and you didn't want anything else from me. Okay. Yeah, it's beautiful. That's community for you, right? Well, thank you. It's been a delight to have you on the show. Is there anything else you want to share or talk about?
No, I just love to connect. I'm on Facebook and Instagram as well. I forgot to say that because I always forget that. You can find me on the social Danielle Dion Medium and Psychic Medium Danielle Dion on Facebook. So either of those are places to find me as well. And
Yeah.
I just appreciate the temple community. It does feel like my home and my heart of hearts as well. And just always grateful for opportunities like this.
Yay. All right, well, let's close down our space. We thank the Great Spirit and the two who move as one. We thank the three rays of love, will, and wisdom. We thank the goddess and the god who move through us and work with us. May we recognize your presence in our lives. Blessed be. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Blessed be, everybody.
To be.
Have no.
You've been listening to Voices of the Temple. The contents of this podcast are copyright 2010 of the Temple of Witchcraft. For more information, please visit templeofwitchcraft.org.